Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. I hope everybody's having a great Monday. Show today is going to be pretty interesting. We're going to talk about the recruiting classes for Tulane University and Southern University in Baton Rouge and Tulane in New Orleans. Talk about the kids in-state. Not so much their out-of-state signees, but their in-state signees and just some of the guys, and just to kind of tell you about the guys and where they're from and seeing these kids play over the last 3 or 4 years, some of them. Also, we're going to start out in this segment and a little bit of the second segment talking about LSU's continuing to add to their recruiting class. They just received another signee from a Louisiana native, Colby Fields, a linebacker from South Carolina University in the SEC. Was a freshman signee in 2021. We'll still have 4 years of eligibility left, and I think a big-time player. We'll talk about that starting in this segment. Talk about how LSU's almost finished. They've got 4 scholarships left to use, and I think they're only going to use 2 more. I think they're going to get a tight end and a D tackle in the next month to 6 weeks. You just don't take just anybody. When you use these scholarships, especially for a transfer, you want probably a guy with at least 3 years of eligibility left if you can find one, or the most talented tight end out there, D tackle, and I think LSU will now be 2 scholarships away from filling out their depth. Now, they might use all 4. They might find 2 defensive linemen that are just too good to pass up. They might find 2 more tight ends. And that's how I predict the class will finish out. Unless they see somebody at running back still that's just super talented that they can get, or maybe another safety if they're just super talented that can come in and help the team. So let's go over where LSU is at. Like I said, they have 4 scholarships left. They just added Colby Fields, who prepped at Archbishop Rummel. And I did a little research, and I didn't really have to do much because I remember this by heart, watching Rummel play, especially in 2019 and 2018, 2017, their defense was incredible. And here's why. All right, so Colby Fields, who just signed with LSU, transferred from South Carolina, prepped at Archbishop Rummel, is a heck of a linebacker. Let me explain him first. He's 6'1". 225 pounds, played in 4 games, but didn't go over 4, so still redshirted, still has 4 years to play. When I watched Colby Fields in high school, he was one of those kids that I thought LSU should have offered the first go-around, but they didn't offer him. He did get offers from South Carolina where he signed, Memphis. He had about 10 D1 offers, but he's just one of those guys that when you turn the film on and you watch a full game and you watch him on defense, he was scrappy, aggressive, strong, and tough. Kind of football player LSU needs right now. They need a guy who's just going to be committed to the program, and he reminds me of Duke Riley. You remember Duke Riley that played at LSU? Out of River Ridge, played for John Curtis High School. Everybody said, oh, he wasn't good enough, blah, blah, blah. Well, all Duke did was make tackles at LSU. Colby Fields is a little thicker than Duke Riley at this stage. Duke was probably about 210 when he came to LSU, about 6'1". Got up to about 230 his senior year. And we know the rest is history. Duke Riley's still in the NFL now after about 7 years, still in the NFL with the Miami Dolphins. So I'll take all the Duke Rileys that I can sign that's possible. But getting back to Archbishop Rommel, where Colby Fields played, look at the team that they had. I'm going to name some guys that are all currently playing in college. It's crazy just from the defense. Just from that Archbishop Rommel defense in 2017 through 2021. Cabus Craig, defensive end, Nicholls State, Archbishop Rommel. Aaron Brule, linebacker, who's now at Michigan State, transferred from Mississippi State. Remember, Aaron Brule led state in tackles in 2021. Archbishop Rommel grad from the defense. Pig Cage, cornerback, LSU, was on that defense at Rommel. Donovan Kaufman, who was at Auburn, signed with Vanderbilt out of high school. Another DB was on that defense. Malik Woodbury, a defensive back at Nicholls State, was also on that defense at Archbishop Rommel. What a defense. And there was two other kids that signed with colleges, smaller colleges, that were on that defense. One of the greatest defenses in the history of Archbishop Rommel's program from 2017 to basically 2020. These kids were starters together. Basically, 7 of the 11, I think, are playing college ball right now. Isn't that amazing from a Class 5A team? And they're all currently starting at other schools. When you look at the history of Archbishop Rommel High School, they have a great pedigree of guys that make it and do well. Craig Stelz, LSU. Jamar Chase, LSU. Troy Cropod, offensive tackle, Tulane, played in the NFL. Christian Fulton, LSU. Cyril Grayson, how about that name, track, now in the NFL with the Buccaneers, and that's something playing football. What a track record of players. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the portal and how LSU did for their defense, and how they have rebuilt their defense overnight through the portal. Like I said, I'm not a big portal fan, but I really believe LSU did an outstanding job. Coach Kelly did, of bringing in the right kids, most of them Louisiana natives, in the portal to come in and compete in spring and in the fall. And I think they're just about done with their defense in this class. So we're going to come back and talk about those kids, how they did on defense in the portal and the signing class overall. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back to the Sports Scouting Report. Before we get back into LSU, and we're going to talk about Tulane's recruiting class and Southern University's recruiting class later in the show, I want to mention one of our sponsors, Gage. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom-tailored solution for your business and become a partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243. That's 753-4243 locally, 225. And help your business get better connected with Gage. We appreciate their support, family-owned company. But let's get back to LSU. Like I said, later in the show, I'm going to talk about Tulane's recruiting class and Southern University. So I think LSU has rebuilt their defense better than anyone in the SEC. I wasn't a big fan of this LSU class, just with high school signees from Louisiana. I think they missed an opportunity there to get some great players. But, you know, with the coaching change, you're going to lose some recruits. You're going to lose some current players. But with all being said, I think LSU's rebuilt their defense overnight. They have went out and signed the greatest group of DBs in one class in the transfer portal that you can actually put together. And let me talk about some of these kids. So in the transfer portal, again, the key is to get some guys that are going to have some eligibility left after, you know, hopefully 2 or 3 years each. 4 would be great. So they just picked up Colby Fields from South Carolina, who prepped at Archbishop Rummel, linebacker, who I think is going to be a great fit for LSU as a Mike linebacker. They got Jarrett Bernard Converse from Oklahoma State, an all Big 12 cornerback who played at Evangel Christian in Shreveport. Great player. Now, he's only a one-year guy. They picked up Joe Fuqua from Arkansas, 4-year starter, former McDonough 35 and New Orleans native, who's one of the best in the conference, coming to LSU to play safety. They picked up Greg Brooks, a cornerback from Arkansas, a 3-year starter from West Jefferson High School in Gretna, Louisiana, who's a pro prospect who has 2 years left. They got Meeke Garner, a cornerback from UL in Lafayette. Meeke's from Mesquite, Texas, but he played down the street from LSU for about 3 years as a starter. He has 2 years left. They picked up Wes Weeks, a linebacker from Virginia, who's from Georgia, 6'3", 221 pounds, runs a 4.5 40, a great player, can play linebacker both spots, Mike and outside linebacker. And they picked up a D tackle from Missouri, who's from Missouri, who was on the all-freshman team last year in the SEC, Meeke Wingo, who's 6'1", 285, and they say he can run a 4.8 40, brings a lot of ability to LSU, an instant impact. And here's a unique thing. LSU picked up 2 Meekies in the transfer portal, Meeke Wingo, D-tackle from Missouri, and Meeke Garner, the corner from UL. 2 Meekies. It's pretty interesting. But I think LSU rebuilt their defensive backfield. They added depth at D-line, and linebacker, they really hit a home run getting Colby Fields. I can't stress how important it is for LSU to sign kids from Louisiana who care about the program, care about the state, and then have 3 years to 4 years left on, like, you like what Colby Fields has 4 years left because he played as a freshman and didn't go over his 4, so he gets his 5 years total overall. And I think Colby Fields would be a special teams guy right away. And obviously Greg Brooks will start right away. Joe Fuqua will start right away. Meeke Garner will start right away. Meeke Wingo, the D-tackle, I think will be definitely either a starter or in the rotation at D-tackle. And Jarrett Bernard will be a starter at corner. All these guys are going to start. And they're all proven, and they're all conference players from other programs. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Tulane's recruiting class. And also, later in the show, Southern University, Coach Dooley, the new head football coach at Southern, Eric Dooley, did a great job. We're going to talk about their recruiting class as well. We'll be right back.
If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. I want to thank another sponsor of ours, Treads and Care Tire Company, located in Central, locally owned and operated. Man, they are a great company. They're located on Hooper Road and Park Place Drive in Central. Owned by Devin Holly since 1971. They've been in business. They do tires, brakes, oil changes, alignments, conditioning, repair. Also, they check your engine, tire lights, also pickup and delivery. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. The number to call is 225-331-8144. That's 225-331-8144. I appreciate their support at Treads and Care Tire Company. Ask for Chico Moore, too, who's out there running the
location for Devin Holly. He's been in the tire business for many years. Great people. Like I said, locally owned since 1971, Treads and Care Tire Company. I want to go ahead and get into Tulane, their recruiting class, which is mostly out-of-state players. If there's something that I would see that I would like to see Tulane do is to sign more Louisiana kids. I'm just being honest. I think Fritz and them do a great job of evaluating kids that they do get out of state, but I think to build bigger fan support, longevity, just a better local feel would be get more kids from Louisiana. So I'm going to go over some of the kids that they got. Most of the kids from Louisiana that they signed were transfers back, similar to LSU. LSU had a little bit more high school signees from Louisiana, but in all, Tulane signed 23 players, 10 players from different states. That's a lot, 10 different states. 7 players are from Louisiana, most of those transfers coming in. 3 of their signees are from New Orleans. 2 of their signees are from state championship teams. Just for some scoop there, but let me go over some of the guys. And again, most of these Louisiana natives were signees as transfers back from another college. The first signee was a high school kid signed from Youngsville, Louisiana, Ascension Episcopal, private school in Ascension Episcopal. Watch this kid play for 4 years. Maxi Beaudoin. Maxi, 6'4", 290 pounds. Coming in as a DN, D tackle, but I think he could be an offensive lineman. I thought he played more like an O lineman than he did a D lineman. He was actually, his cousin is former New England Patriot, Brandon Mitchell. Remember him? D lineman from Abbeville High School. Maxie also was in basketball and track and field for his high school and could throw the shot put 45 feet. A sign back transfer from Louisiana, Ashad Clayton. You might remember that name from 3 years ago. He was All-State as a running back at Warren Easton High School in New Orleans, Louisiana. Ashad is 6 foot, 210 pounds, comes from Colorado University. Big-time player. As a senior, he ran for over 1,000 yards and 14 touchdowns in just 5 games. And he played for head coach and Tulane, former Tulane standout, Jerry Phillips at Warren Easton. You know, like I said, most of these kids that they did sign from Louisiana are sign backs. Another kid coming in to Tulane is Patrick Jenkins from TCU, defensive tackle that prepped at John Aaron High School. Coming out of high school, he was, you know, heavily recruited. He was most valuable player of his team his senior year. I was high on the kid. I thought he was a great player coming out of high school. At TCU, he made appearances in 18 games. As a sophomore, he saw action in all 12 games and made a pair of starts. His career-high tackles was 4 tackles against Texas in his first career start. Really a great player. He's about 6'2", about 293 pounds. He's got 2 years of eligibility left. 3 years of eligibility left coming from TCU, Texas Christian Horned Frogs. Patrick Jenkins, I think, is going to make a huge impact for Tulane. I saw him play in high school, like I said, and I think he was a guy that LSU could have picked up. He's that talented. Another transfer back from New Orleans, Louisiana, prepped at McDonough 35 High School. Lawrence Keyes III transfers in from Notre Dame, where he was signed by Coach Kelly, the LSU coach. Lawrence Keyes was a slot receiver, spent 4 years at Notre Dame, did not play in 2021. He caught 18 passes for 185 yards at his career at Notre Dame. Was a great player in high school. You know, what I remember about Lawrence Keyes in high school was that he was one of the fastest players in Louisiana. He runs a 4.440, and I really believe he got caught up in a lot of talented players at Notre Dame at that position. Claypool was one of them. He was with the Steelers now. So, I mean, he was behind a lot of great players. I think he's a big pickup for Tulane. He could return kickoffs and punts. He could do a lot of different things for Tulane. A high school signee from Louisiana is Rashawn Pleasant. I thought their best signee from Louisiana. He's a running back from West Monroe High School. Rashawn Pleasant was a DB for a couple of years at the school where I saw him play. He played running back his senior year. And, man, the light bulb went off. Rashawn Pleasant is an SEC back. He runs a 4.4240, and he's legitimate with that. He hits the hole with a great burst. He's got great feet, tough, runs hard, has speed. I think Rashawn Pleasant's going to be an impact player with Ashad Clayton, both Louisiana guys coming in at running back. And actually, I'm going to talk about that before I'm done, how really the recruiting class was about their running game improving. They picked up another Louisiana transfer back who prepped at East St. John High School in LaPlace, Louisiana, Jarius Monroe, a cornerback from Nicholls State. That's right, Nicholls State, 6'2", 185 pounds. Jarius was All-State in high school twice at East St. John. Saw him play at Nicholls in 2019, 2020, and 2021. Was a first-team All-Southland Conference corner in 2021. Was tied for third in the Southland Conference with 13 batted passes down in 2019 as a true freshman. And in 2021 for Nicholls, had 36 tackles. Brother Darian Monroe was a standout DB at Tulane in 2012 to 2015. Again, I'd like to see Tulane sign more Louisiana kids and not have to go to 10 states to get 10 different players. There's plenty of talent in Louisiana. I'm a fan of Fritz and his staff. I just think I'd love to see him have more longevity there with Louisiana guys. You know, take a little bit more, sign more than two or three kids from Louisiana. At least they're getting the transfers back that are from the state of Louisiana. And I think getting Clayton from Colorado at running back and picking up Rashawn Pleasant from West Monroe, they just improved their running game big time. I don't think this Tulane class was as talented as some of the past classes for Fritz, but I think it's good enough to keep things going and give them a chance to win. We'll see how this works out, down the road, but it's all about what you're bringing back plus this class. Tulane's got their work cut out for them this upcoming season with a conference that's just continuing to get better, and it's going to be tough. Coach Fritz has had success in his first few years, except this past year in 2021 was probably the first challenging season for him. They've got a lot of new coaches coming back, and they're going to have about a third of their staff will be new in 2022. But, again, I thought the running game improved, and I think if you can get a good running game going in their conference, I think Clayton now – from Colorado, and Rashawn Pleasant are going to make them a lot better. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Southern University's first class under new head coach Eric Dooley. We'll be right back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Before we get to Southern University's signing class, I want to mention one of our great sponsors, Medin's Collision Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. They can take care of any of your paint jobs or body work for your car or truck. They've been in business since the 1960s. They're your Baton Rouge accident advisors. The number to call is area code 225-357-7983, and they're located at 5275 Kincaid Avenue in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Again, give them a call at 225-357-7983. They'll take care of you if you need a paint job or any repair work, body work on your car or truck. Great people, great family. Be sure to support them if you need anything done to your car, truck, body work, or paint job. Want to go ahead and continue with our show and talk about Southern University in Baton Rouge. They have a new coach, Eric Dooley, who I met back in the early 90s, was an assistant coach for the legendary Pete Richardson at the time. Eric Dooley was on his staff for many years and then left and became a coach out of state in Texas. Well thought of, was on the Pete Richardson staff for a long time, and was a good recruiter back in the day, and he's doing a good job. I thought his class was really good for Louisiana. It was good to see him sign two kids on campus at Southern Lab University, something they've had trouble doing in the past. Believe it or not, you know, as good as a program as Southern Lab is, Southern hasn't always had a good showing in signing some of these kids. And they got two great players from Southern Lab this year. I think they're NFL players. One is Chris Bess, a defensive end, who's all a 6'2", about 250 pounds, runs about a 4.8 40, a great student. I think he's an excellent player. I think he's an LSU kind of player. Chris Bess was as good as any DN that I saw play in Louisiana the last 2 years. He's very athletic, and his teammate, Southern did, a receiver named Darren Morse, D-A-R-R-E-N Morse, 6'1", about 180 pounds, runs a 4.45 in the 40, is a great player. Darren played receiver and DB at Southern Lab High School in Baton Rouge, and I think Darren Morse has a career in the NFL as well. These are two talented kids from Baton Rouge. I think it was very key to get these guys to build around with your new coach and Eric Dooley. Continuing on, Louisiana natives, another kid they signed locally that I think is a great football player. He's been a starter for 4 years at Dunham High School. Played for Neil Weiner, Jordan Dupree. Jordan is 5'11", about 180 pounds, runs a 4.40, very fast kid. Very good student, and could play corner or receiver for Southern. I think he's going to come in and play slot receiver, but if that doesn't work out, he's a great corner because in high school, I thought he was one of the best corners in Baton Rouge. Another kid that could end up being an NFL player, a great kid. They signed a kid from Shreveport by the name of Shekelby Givens, a defensive tackle, DN. Will come in as a DN, I believe, at 6'2", 240. Captain Shreve had a heck of a team this year. You know, Kendrick Law signed with Alabama. Now you got this kid. You got the kid Finney that signed, the receiver. They had some other kids that signed, but I think Shekelby Givens is going to be a great player for Southern. I liked how active he was. He has good feet. He's strong. And basically, he's a football player. Great, great, great player for Southern University. Now, they picked up a transfer, Southern did, a Louisiana native in Cornelius Dyson, a safety, could be an outside linebacker. They picked up Cornelius Dyson from Tulsa University out of Oklahoma. Cornelius prepped at Kentwood High School, where I saw him play for 4 years. This is a kid that runs a 4.6 in the 40, probably fast as 4.55. In the 40. Another kid that has a pro future from Louisiana is Cornelius Dyson. The rest of the class is out of state. Maybe from here on out with more time, you might see Southern start signing more Louisiana guys with Coach Dooley, but he didn't have a lot of time to do that. It's all about developing relationships, and he was hired as a coach really late, but I thought he did a great job being that he wasn't around for the first signing period. That's tough to do when you're not even around for the first signing period as the head coach But he did get in to get enough, some weeks in to recruit the second signing period. Southern's got their work cut out for them. I mean, the conference has really become a tough place to win. Arkansas Pine Bluff, Texas Southern, Jackson State with Deion Sanders, Alcorn State. It's a tough conference. Prairie View, very tough conference to win. Grambling, their in-state nemesis, their rival game every year against Grambling. Grambling has a new coach as well. So we'll see what happens. I know Southern needs to start winning more of the Bayou Classics against Grambling. That's big for recruiting. But I think Eric Dooley will do a good job. I really do. I think he's a guy that knows the city, knows Baton Rouge, knows Louisiana, coached at Southern for a long time prior with Pete Richardson. And I think he'll do a great job for the Jags. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to end the show. And I hope you're enjoying everything. I'll talk about LSU basketball really briefly when we come back. Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357, and have the time of your life. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom-tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Hope everybody's having a great Monday. I want to thank a couple of more of our great sponsors. I want to thank John Harvey Toyota. Looking for a used car. Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Tell them Lee sent you. And also, we got to thank our great guys at Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge, fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That's 337-598-2357. And set up one of your great tours with one of their guides for either hunting, fishing, or waterfowl hunting, or echo tours. I have been there. I've experienced it. It is phenomenal. You'll catch more fish in a day than you'll ever catch in your life. The hunting trips, I hear, are phenomenal. The ability to stay in their lodges are incredible. The food is great. And it's just a wonderful experience if you want to take your kids, you want to take your son, your daughter, you want to take your wife who fishes or hunts, you want to just take your employees. That's Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. I want to go ahead, before we end the show, talk about LSU basketball. I'm a huge Will Wade fan, but this is probably the toughest stretch he's ever been in at LSU. Losing, you know, five of your last six games, that's tough. It's tough. We're getting late in the season. LSU's trying to finish after starting off so good this year. The SEC, they say, is the best conference in the country this year. And there's a reason why. That's why LSU's struggling. Vanderbilt, the only thing is, I know LSU's got some injuries, but I don't think there should be any reason Vandy is up by LSU by 21 and a half. Or Ole Miss, the game before that, up on LSU over 20 points at one time. There's just, that shouldn't happen. I can understand Kentucky, you know, Auburn, you know, even Alabama and Florida. But not Ole Miss and Vandy. I mean, LSU shouldn't be down by 20 points to these two teams. I hope Will Wade can figure it out. I am a fan of what he's tried to do in a short time at LSU. He's won the SEC. He's taken his team to the NCAA tournament. 1 year, they would have went, but they didn't have a tournament, remember? So, you know, I hope they can you know, finish out. They need to win three more games. They need to win three more games to get in the NCAA tournament out of their next seven. So it's almost splitting. Maybe even four of those eight, and then maybe an SEC tournament win. If you started the season off, you thought LSU was going to win 23, 24 games. But you could also tell they were slowing down with just being a defensive team. Somehow they have to find some confidence. They got to get their mojo back. Will Wade's going to have to do a little harder job coaching during these games. They're just going to all have to pick up their game. If they finish out and win three of their next seven or four of their next eight, then they'll be in the NCAA tournament. They won't get the seed they thought they would get a month ago, but at least they'll get in the NCAA tournament. And it'll probably be a six or seven seed, you know, by the time this is done. I think getting in would be great because maybe they can get healthy and surprise some people in the NCAA tournament. I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see everybody on Wednesday. Our show, our guest, is Madison football coach, Madison Prep High School and Baton Rouge football coach Landry Williams will be our guest this coming Wednesday. Look forward to hearing from everybody, and I hope everybody's enjoying their Monday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.